Mr. President, we note with interest the timely report of the Special Rapporteur on the Digitalization of Education. Indonesia allocates a minimum of 20% of its budget for education at both the national and regional level, providing 12 years mandatory education as well as early childhood education program and non-formal education. During the COVID-19 pandemic, teaching and education activities have gone through significant changes and became mostly digitalized. Against this backdrop, the government seeks solution to fulfill the right of education for all students by providing internet network support and technical support to improve digital literacy for teachers and students. The learning methods were also adjusted to quickly ensure the quality of education. Mindful of the varying level of preparedness of students and teachers in facing the new reality, the government ensured internet access subsidies starting from September 2020 to December 2021 from primary to university level. New tools created to support continuation of quality education during the pandemic includes online study platform for all levels of education from primary to high school levels, training for educators in accordance with UNESCO standards. Up to December 2021, more than 400,000 teachers have followed this training. Besides teaching materials, the government also created online platform for school management, which include planning, budgeting, monitoring, and reporting. Provision of access to ICT is also priority to be provided for students, teachers, and schools in the outmost and disadvantaged area of Indonesia to bridge the digital divide. As alternative, for students in this area, the government also provides study material to be aired nationally through television to ensure the fulfillment to the right of education for all. I thank you.